Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, one of the great parts of high school football is the way that communities come together, and we have an example of that tonight in Grand Ledge. Wounded Warriors program and Grand Ledge coach Matt Bird responsible for that to a large extent, and he is on the phone with us now. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Well, as if you don't have enough to worry about on a Friday afternoon, you've got a lot to think about in terms of football, but a very important program in Grand Ledge.
Absolutely. Tonight we are representing 60 of our fallen heroes in the state of Michigan that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Unfortunately, they were taken from us way too soon. They did so in a valiant manner, and we're honoring them and their families tonight.
Where did the idea for this originate?
It's something that we had talked about. I had talked about with Beth Boyd, our National Honor Society chairperson, and wanted to get a student-run type of tribute. And the more we talked about it, we just got thinking we can really make this work, and so we contacted our local National Guard, because a lot of people don't realize how much of a military town Grand Ledge is,
right?
With our guard post being out here, and we actually have a group deployed right now in Afghanistan with the Black Hawk helicopters. And so, you know, it was something that at the very least we could do, and then also to let these families know that their sons and loved ones will never be forgotten.
Have you had any personal involvement with anyone serving in Iraq or Afghanistan?
I've got some students and some former players. I was contacted through his mother, Justin Gullett, is one that's currently serving in Iraq. He played for me and Coach O'Keefe in 99. But we've had quite a few of our students. It seems like I have three or four each year that join the military, and they come back, and they're always telling us that, you know, when they're going to be deployed. And so at night you say a special little prayer to hope that they are kept safe.
When you think about what soldiers go through, and it's like two a days every day, and the stress that football players go through late in the fourth quarter doesn't quite compare to having bullets whizzing over your head.
No, it doesn't. And, we had a real powerful moment last night, and it brought it all kind of full spectrum when we assigned the boys their names, that the soldiers they'd be representing, they were to research them. Mm-hmm. And we were hoping for them to tell us the town and things that they were from. And these guys did intense. It took about a 45-minute session for the kids to get through each one of the guys by the time the entire team finished. And they were talking about wives and sons and daughters and where they went to school and sports that they played. And I tell you what, probably when the thing was done, there wasn't too many dry eyes in the room.
Well, it's great that you could take a teachable moment like that and come up with that kind of response. As you look back on it, Matt, at the end of the year, that may be one of the most important hours you'll spend.
It really is. I mean, these kids, I've talked with a few of the families, and they're so thankful. And when I tell them that, some of our players have come to us and said, "Coach, I'm never going to forget who I represent tonight." That really brings it home, and really that's what this is all about.
Holt did something similar to this, Matt, a couple of weeks ago, and Al Slammer, very involved with that program. Have you spoken with him about this?
I did not, and to be honest with you, I wasn't even aware that they had did anything, because it would have been nice for us to combo something, too, and maybe that's something we can do in the future.
Right. That'd be something for a Holt Grand Ledge game at some point, and really make a big deal about it. You get those two communities working on the same page.
Yep, that's a great idea. We definitely need to get working on it.
Well, got another beautiful night for high school football. A little bit warm. Does it seem like the season's about half over?
It just is amazing to me how much this season has flown by. But, you know, we talk about this all the time. We have a countdown on our board, and we've got seniors to how many games you're guaranteed left. And we're at 5, and after tonight we'll have 4, and it just rapidly flies by. As much as these kids commit to this, and then once the season hits, it just flies.
Matt, I know how superstitious coaches are. I was a high school coach for 3 years, and you hate to have people say this, but I got news for you. You got more than 4 games left after tonight.
Well, I'll let you say that, and I'm going to keep plowing forward.
What about this team has stood out to you? They've answered challenges. I was at your game against Okemos, and Chieftains gave you a great battle for a little more than 3 quarters, but Dario Bongiorni made big play after big play.
It was the one thing about this group, you know, you've got it with senior leadership, but the maturity level of these boys, and even with tonight's event, to understand the magnitude of it, and yet to understand the purpose that they serve tonight, and that they're not just playing for themselves, they're playing for others, and that kind of goes along with tradition as well that you know, Coach O'Keefe's established here, and the community effort that goes into it. The maturity level of these young men has been just absolutely marvelous, and it's been really a thing of beauty for me to sit back and watch.
When you're going to have an event like tonight's, Matt, and once again, we want to remind everyone there that they can participate, they can contribute, they can help with this. How important are senior leaders and captains in getting that message through to the younger players?
It's invaluable. I mean, it's tough for a 15-year-old to understand. You know, we just found out that there was another soldier out of Saginaw that had died in action today. The National Guard told us, and you know, that's something they read, and it's not a real life situation. But now this has become more and more real, and they're much more aware of that. And the boys are bringing me information. Coach, did you see this? Did you see this? And it's so important for the seniors to be able to have the maturity level to understand it, and then with those younger kids looking at it, to watch them to see how they're reacting so they can model the behavior.
Our guest, Grand Ledge High head football coach Matt Bird. Matt, I have to ask you one more question here. And we saw Bruce Thalen, Sexton assistant coach, go down with a heart attack during a game not too long ago. And, of course, last Saturday night, Mark D'Antonio, after the win over Notre Dame, suffered a minor heart attack. How much of a concern is that? You can be in great shape, you can be doing a lot of the right things, but the stresses of the job, and sometimes it sneaks up on you.
It does. And, you know, you have to... Coach D'Antonio is an amazing man, and I've been fortunate to spend quite a bit of time with him and watch how he interacts with his family, and just even to the point to how much he exercises. And you know, you don't know why things happen, and you don't know why God marks you for that particular day. But you know, one thing is you try to keep a positive attitude. You try to have your outs. One thing that's fortunate is tomorrow at 2:15, I'm going to go watch my fifth grade son play.
There you go.
And that is the purest thing that can be. And to watch those kids run around with helmets too big for their bodies, and you know, fall down when just because there's nobody around. And when you can do that, and you can laugh at that. And my daughter's coming home tonight from Western.
Right.
You got to have a real life with it as well, and put things in perspective.
Matt Bird, head football coach at Grand Ledge, the Wounded Warriors program tonight. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Jack. I appreciate it.